Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Everything you want to do, you want to be a top five team in the NFL. And certainly third down is very important. We've emphasized that. Tried to identify the areas, not only that we need to improve, but where we think we can be better. And, you know, and I'm saying that is, what do we do well and where can we kind of focus our energy, if that makes sense? And obviously we're working on it constantly. Guys are aware and they understand the importance of getting off the field on third down.
Bobby Babich, the Bills' defense is the, largely speaking, the bigger question about the team, I think, for most going into the playoffs here. They've had some rough games in the last 4 or 5 weeks. The run defense does not impress. Sal and I were talking last week. We both think, I don't know if you agree, that the extent to which they're vulnerable against the run, I think, may be overstated in the fan base some. But
it's still a concern.
Still a concern.
Yeah, that's where I am. Like, I'm not in any way, shape, or form going to tell you it's not a problem, that it isn't susceptible to getting gashed. It's just, you know, what does it usually result in? You know, the thing that's got me most, I agree, the defense is the thing. You know, you watch them give up 40 points to the Rams and the Rams not be able to move the ball a week later against the 49ers. You know, I know it doesn't work that way, really, but it's hard to divorce yourself. You know, you watch all that, you see it and think, man, you know, like, what is my problem or my team's problem? And so I think there's reason to worry about it. And, you know, Denver, we'll just see what kind of plan they come up with for this, because Denver is, like, they haven't been great at it, but they've got some physical dudes up front, and they might be able to push the Bills around. A lot of their passing stuff is going to be at the line of scrimmage. Like, just get it out quick. And I don't know if that's – I don't feel like that's been something the Bills have handled real well here this season. So whether they can adapt and adjust to that – but the more you talk about the turnovers, like, the more I heard a good chunk today of Jeremy and Joe talking about this. And not that they were, I heard a good chunk of their show. They weren't talking about this for a long time, but I just heard the point made. just how turnover dependent they are. Like, some of the rankings just tell you exactly that that is what they depend on, because they don't get off the field by stopping teams on third down, right? They give up a hearty third down conversion rate, but their hitches, they do all right scoring because they take the ball away. So even if you get a few first downs, I'm taking the ball away from you, and, you know, thanks for coming. And that's a tough way to live. You'd like more. I think you'd like to trade, I would say, anyway, maybe a lot of people would feel better, I'm included, if they had a few, you know, fewer takeaways and more third down stops. Because the takeaways feel, sure, you should get some credit for most of them, but some of that is just fumble luck and what have you. So I'm a little worried about that.
I think what they do have, like Taron Johnson is interesting maybe for this game. He always is, but what they have, they're pretty savvy, the Bills, you know, in the secondary. Douglas can jump a route like anybody. I mean, Benford is really consistently good, and Johnson is too, and his instincts are so good. I think you have veterans. Benford is a veteran now, I want to say, if not also the safeties, but you have veterans at corner and slot corner that can, you want to think, make a move on a rookie quarterback, right? Like a couple of times. But you don't know. And they don't really have the edge pressure, like the pass rush, consistently to force teams into that. So you just kind of, you need your guys to figure out where the ball is going, make a play like that. I mean, anybody can get a tip, right? Somebody, Rousseau is so good at getting his hands up. You can get an interception that way. But no, they're not the kind of team that swarms you in a way that should lead to turnovers. Like, that's not how they do it. It's more instincts and, you know, against some weak opponents. Like, they got Geno a couple times. I mean, they were first in the league in both, right? Fewest turnovers and most takeaways, or they were right there.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
And yeah, I don't love that either. Because we know about regression. We know how, unless you go back in time far enough, maybe, where you have an elite all-time defense that just is so physically dominant that they get turnovers that way, then it's less lucky. That is not this team. You know, these guys are not that. So I wish them luck in this way. Like that, I think you need your smart, experienced DBs, and, you know, Bernard has had a nose for this too. Milano has certainly had a nose for this too, where they make the play, they see where the ball is going and take the ball away, and you win that way defensively. Denver also, even without takeaways, they're another one of these teams that tends, this is a lot of teams now, but is going to need to be very efficient, and they will throw the ball sideways a lot.
Right.
But they're going to need to hit two-thirds of those plays to, you know, get first downs and drive and score, and that's not easy. So I think, you know, the Bills on defense, they're susceptible to a team that can move them. Like, that's Baltimore. Maybe that's Denver. I don't know. It's kind of probably how Denver wants it to go.
Yep.
And if that happens and it's ball control and they don't make mistakes, then you could be in trouble.
Right. Like, I feel like every, as you're talking there about Milano and Bernard specifically, I just feel like that has to be some combination. I mean, the players, of course, can do their own studying and try to reach their own conclusions about, you know, different formations and whatnot. I think you really have to go to school.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
cool schematically on what the Broncos like to do. And I mean, it goes without saying, but like those guys, Bernard and Milano specifically to me, have Milano gets a lot of credit for his instincts in this area. And I, you know, I say that about him ahead of Bernard simply because Milano's just accomplished more. But I think Bernard is very similar. I think they both read and react very, very well. And I think this is a matchup because of a lot of the ball coming out so fast like that. Like, that can cut both ways. Of course, that frustrates your pass rush because, you know, we're going to be watching the game. Fans, get ready. You're going to be watching the game going, man, they just can't touch this guy. But, you know, because the ball's coming out in 2.2 seconds, it's very, very hard to touch anybody when they're throwing it that way. That's where, like, any kind of tells, any kind of film study that can lead you to a tip-off, like, you got to have that. And Milano and Bernard, to me, are central to that. Being able to jump something short in the middle of the field at some point. Like, it almost has to come with the way that they play and the way that their season has gone. When they don't get those takeaways, they give up stuff.
I guess the Bills finished third in takeaways, first in fewest turnovers, if not tied for first. The Bills recovered 16 opponents' fumbles this year, and they lost two. Even within the turnover point, the fumble point is even more kind of random. But you can be good at. Allen has pretty much every year of his career, he's fumbled a number of times. Not so much this year. Like, that has been under control. You can get better at that. I think he has. Mm-hmm. Cook, the ball security stuff with the Bills has been really outstanding. And that's not luck, but when it comes out, you want it to bounce to you, obviously, right. Bounce your way.
And it seemed disproportionately that it bounced to the Bills this year.
I think if this is all like on the right track for what this game is, the guy for Denver, like, so Sutton is good, and Sutton can post up, and he can get down the field. Like, he could be a problem for anybody. He's not like the greatest separator, as far as I know, but he's a big guy and he's good contested catch player, good in the red zone. Like, Sutton is a weapon. Mims is the one. Like, we've talked about Mims a couple mm-hmm. times already. The Broncos should want to zip the ball out to him and see what happens. Because that's like the Bills, anybody can get beat that way, but like the Bills at on the edges, mm-hmm. Speed, I don't know. Like, that's kind of what I think Denver should want to try to do too. I think they will. That's already been what they've been doing lately with Mims. And then after that, it's pretty basic. Like, there's nobody else. The running backs are okay. Mm-hmm. The rest of the receiver core is kind of, I think, replacement level sort of stuff. Tight ends too. So you've got scheme. Quarterback is consistent and athletic and efficient. And you've got a couple of playmakers, but that's about it, I think, with Denver.
I still think, all told, I have a hard time seeing that team put up more than 20 points on the Bills. I appreciate what they've done lately. I just think this is a different level, and I really would be surprised if the game gets to that point where the Bills are in that much trouble defending them. And, you know, as good as their defense is, I'm going to have to trust at home that the Bills are going to be able to get to 24 or 28 or whatever they'll need.
Implied totals 28-19. So that looks great. You know, 28 yep. on offense in this matchup, and then 19 allowed. I mean, that works. 9-point favorite. 9-47. Here's David with us. Hi, David.
Hi, gentlemen. I wanted to wholeheartedly agree that I would rather be able to stop an opponent on third and nine then have great turnover ratios, because stopping them on third and nine, that's like betting poker with two pair. Getting a turnover is like filling an inside straight, if you know what my analogy is, that the probability is just so much lower on picking them off or forcing a fumble, whereas just simply preventing them getting 9 yards is more reliable.
Well, the Bills, thank you, David, were 29th in the league in third down defense. So not great. Joe Brady So we've got a list now of teams interested in Joe Brady. You surprised?
No. I was really confident this would happen.
Bet Online sends out updated odds on team's next coach when they have a vacancy, and they're making him minus 300 to get the Saints job. I don't know what they know. It's probably just an LSU connection.
And he was there too. I think he had some job
at with some Peyton? Point.
Yeah, I think so.
So that might be why. But last night I looked at that, and he was 3-1 and the second choice to go to Jacksonville. And so I wrote that down for today. Like, wow, 3-1 to get the Jacksonville job. And today it was 5. I think it's pretty movable. But okay. In terms of the Saints, at Bet Online at least, yep. And as of this morning, Brady was, for whatever it's worth, it might not be worth a lot, is the betting favorite to get the job in New Orleans. So now you know that.
Now we can just root against all that.
I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I would for now.
Might as well.
Nothing against him, but I'd rather he doesn't get a job and leave after 1 year plus a few games.
Yeah. Tyler Dunn, GoLongTD.com, just spent a lot of time with Sean McDermott and wrote about that at his website. We'll talk to Tyler about McDermott and the playoffs ahead. Ross Tucker today, too. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential, but it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.